You may have noticed a few signs around town on the north side of Atlanta for John Ossoff and Karen Handel. These two candidates are competing for the Georgia 6th District seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. The previous representative, Tom Price, joined the Trump administration in February as Secretary of Health and Human Services, which left his seat empty and needing to be filled. Where exactly is the 6th District of Georgia? It covers East Cobb County, North Fulton County, and North DeKalb County. The population is roughly 700,000, and roughly 98,000 are people with disabilities. The disability community can easily sway the vote in either way, but that means we actually have to get out and vote. Unfortunately, if you live in but are not already registered in the 6th District, you will not be able to participate in this upcoming election. However, don't let this discourage you, as you can still register for future elections. You must be 18 or older, but registering to vote is simple and can be completed entirely online. Simply visit registertovote.sos.ga.gov. You can also find which district you are in and who your representatives are by going to house.gov/representatives/find. Voting is not only your civic duty, but one of our main outlets as American citizens to express our opinions. It doesn't just happen for presidential elections, though these elections are overwhelmingly the most popular. As the youth and future leaders of our community and country, we especially need to make our voices be heard. Voting can be intimidating. Do you feel informed? All candidates have websites with their platforms listed, and many additional sites are available to match your beliefs with current candidates. Are voting areas accessible? All public buildings must be compliant with the ADA, so any public voting office must also be accessible. There is a system in place to support in maintaining and improving election systems called the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, or the EAC. This commission can produce assistive technology, translate ballots, and provide resources on voting accessibility to the disability community. Their website, eac.gov, has a number of resources available to ensure everyone has the accessibility to vote on election days. In the words of disability rights leader Justin Dart, "Vote like your life depended on it, because it does."